Oh, hello and good evening, little human. I've been waiting for you. Take your time. We have all night, after all. Now, how well do you follow instruction? Let's find out. Take a deep breath in. Feel the stretch in your chest. Good. Exhale if you haven't already. You're a deep sleeper, aren't you? I like that. Oh, you can't see anything. Perfect. I wasn't sure how well your eyes worked. They're beautiful, though. I can see you perfectly. I've been drinking in your silhouette for an hour now. You look good tied to a chair. Don't struggle. I said, don't struggle. You'll raise your heart rate, and we can't have that. Relax. Focus on what you can control. Don't spiral. You're too pretty for that. You're safe. Oh, I know you have questions. I'll answer them on our date. Nod your head if you understand me. You understand I'm keeping you in the dark? Ooh, you got a smart mouth. I knew there was a reason I picked you. Fine. I'll awaken one of your senses. But don't forget which of us is the predator. There, one candle flame should be enough. I want a perfect romantic atmosphere for our first date. Do you like what you see, pretty human? Oh, you're not sure you like seeing a pair of fangs illuminated by candlelight? I see. Well, there are plenty of other things to look at. Yes, swivel that pretty head of yours. We are at that oceanfront restaurant I know you like. I tied you to the best chair at the best table. And I did it with silk rope. You're welcome. Is your heart calmer now that you can see? Don't think about my fangs. Think about the date you're on. Isn't the sound of the waves soothing? I read that humans find them very relaxing. Do you enjoy the ocean? Interesting. I find it strange that mortals would be comforted by something so vast. Oh yes, a dark, unknown void. That's not usually where you take your comfort, especially since you don't live for very long. Oh, the water is different when the sun is out. Less scary. I wouldn't know. But we're going out of order. Introductions should be stated before your thoughts on the void. I am Trista, and it is my intention to make you feel safe, happy, and relaxed tonight. I already know your name, but thank you. Of course I do. I've fallen quite in love with you. Or I'm obsessed. I don't care to tell the difference. I'm too happy. How did I fall in love with you? What a wonderful question. I'd been stuck in this dreary town for weeks, waiting for my ship to come in. Boredom overtook me. I'm trying to tell the story. Don't interrupt. You should listen to me. This story is about you, after all. So, I was bored, and I saw the same pair of footprints in the sand every night at low tide. And I started following them. I'm a hunter, you see. It felt good to stalk something. Night after night, I would follow them, and night after night, the sun would rise before I could see who was making them. Until 3 nights ago, when I finally caught sight of you. What was so special about it? You're very sassy, you know that. I bet you taste amazing. But to answer your question, you don't understand. You're a human. Somehow you did it. Like casting a spell. Love at first sight. For someone who's been dead for years, it's quite special. And a little bit silly. What sort of hunter falls in love with a rabbit? But here we are. At a candlelit table on our first date. Oh, I'm deranged, a monster, quite possibly. But I'm deranged for you, so best not to antagonize me. I'm hungry, and we're at a dinner table. So watch your smart mouth. Because maybe I love the taste of you more than I love being on a date with you. We haven't tested that theory yet. Good. You're being such a good date, really. I was worried when I stole you out of bed that you would wake up screaming. But you're very calm. You're asking questions. It's all because of me, really. I did my research. Ocean sounds, candlelit dinners, Humans love it. Oh, of course. I don't want to feed off the love of my life while their blood is curdled with fear. You'd run away and it would be harder to drink from you again. Oh, being tied to a chair isn't relaxing. But you stopped struggling. Let me feel your pulse. This won't do. But not to worry. I saved the best for last. Let me lean forward. Listen to the sound of my voice as it drifts from ear to ear. Feel the swell of your lungs as you take a deep breath in. And take a long, slow breath out. Ear to ear. To right, right to left. Focus on the swell of your inhale and the shrink of your exhale, rolling in and out like the waves. Good. Tilt your head. It's okay. Oh, delicious. Better than I could have imagined. And after looking at you, I imagined a lot of things. You're woozy, but it's okay. I'm going to take care of you. You were such a good, brave human. Thank you for the date. And for feeding me. Listen to me. I am going to untie you. I will take you back to your soft, warm bed. Our date is going to feel like a pleasant dream in the morning. So take a deep breath in. Imagine your soft blanket. And give a long, slow breath out. Oh, I could watch you do that all day. Or night. I'm going to miss you. Take another breath in. Think about your cool pillow. And a breath out. I'll come take you for another date soon. But for now, you need to rest. Okay. Yeah. Don't run away from me, though. Or I'll find you. My darling obsession. Rest well.